Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Sunday, January 27th, 2013. Relax as you open your hearts and enjoy the loving energy that Jesus' message wishes to share with you. The major energy shift that occurred in December requires each one of you to make adjustments in your individual energy fields so that they can engage fully with the divine energy field encircling and embracing you and the planet. And unless you have made an extremely conscious intent not to allow change to occur, this will happen automatically. As your energy fields adjust, you can expect to experience some strange sensations and mood swings. This is normal. You are going through a gradual process of raising your frequency to a level at which it can align and interact with that of the divine energy field, and it is these adjustments that you are feeling. These sensations are a very good sign. They indicate that you are furthering your preparations to move into a fully conscious and fully awakened state. Many of you have commented on the sensations that you are undergoing, some of which are not very pleasant. It is basically a facing up to and a releasing of any unloving aspects of yourselves that have been dwelling within you well below the level of your conscious awareness. It is likely that, from time to time, they have taken control of you when you reacted to a situation, seemingly driven uncontrollably by powerful emotions that just arose with unaccustomed, unexpected, and possibly inappropriate ferocity. And afterwards you may well have wondered what on earth had happened. You were well aware that you had been upset, but your reaction was way beyond normal or reasonable. It was as though a demon had pushed you aside and taken control. In your fully conscious state, that cannot happen, because to be fully conscious means that you never act or behave unconsciously. And in your previously almost unconscious state, you might not even have noticed that something untoward was occurring, because it would have appeared to be normal. Now, normal is no longer acceptable to you, and that is a sign of enormous progress. Congratulations. Releasing all these hidden demons is a little like installing a new operating system on your computer. It takes time and concentration, and involves a load of new learning to enable you to restore your competence and efficiency. Or you could compare it to ironing sheets or tablecloths that have emerged from the laundry and that cannot be used until all the wrinkles have been smoothed away. You are effectively removing all your blocks and denials by replacing or upgrading your operating system, or smoothing away all the inconsistencies in your attitudes and behaviors. As this process continues, you will find that your awareness of your ego's attempts to control you and run your lives will be much more apparent to you. You will be far less likely to react rapidly and thoughtlessly, and consequently, repenting at leisure will take up less of your time. Be glad that all this stuff is arising in your awareness, because when you have awareness, you have all the tools you need to deal with any situation that comes up. Of course, you lose the ability to dispel the blame and put it on someone else for any unloving behavior, because in the moment you will be quite aware of what is happening, instead of momentarily losing consciousness as emotions fire up and take temporary control of you. You now have the power to stop yourselves before you react, and that can be scary because you can foresee the consequences before you react or react. You know that you are responsible for your words and actions, as there are no demons driving you, and you are conscious of making the decision for or against engaging. To engage is tempting, and you have the time to make a decision, whereas previously, engagement just happened. You have to be aware in order to be tempted, and so, being aware, you can decide to resist strongly and effectively, or you can decide to succumb. If you give in, you may experience a momentary sense of freedom or exhilaration, but that will quickly be replaced by an intense sense of failure. With these new energies flowing so abundantly, the learning period for releasing undesirable aspects of your egoic selves is going to be very short. Feedback from your environment for thoughts, words, or actions will be very swift, as some of you have probably already discovered. The upside is that you will not find yourselves endlessly repeating lessons that were perhaps incomprehensible before your awareness started coming to life. Because they are quickly learnt in this new energy environment, and therefore you will no longer be besieged by unpleasant and uncalled for experiences that ruin your day. Previously, before the new energies started flowing so freely and abundantly, many just drifted through life wondering why it treated them so badly. Now it becomes quickly apparent to you why you are having a bad day, and you can make the necessary changes to your thought patterns and behaviors, which will allow you to avoid situations that repeatedly end up spoiling it. You are your own masters, which is something you had forgotten. That is how you were created, and you are now rediscovering that and availing of the power it gives you. Knowledge is power, and your knowledge is growing as your awareness opens up, and so therefore is your power. Use it abundantly, lovingly, and wisely, and experience the new age into which you have moved. Your loving brother, Jesus.